On Friday last week, the president announced some changes through executive order to immigration policy. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland is joining us this morning with more on that. Rachel, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, so, the president signed a proclamation on Friday. It went into effect today. That makes it that migrants who come across the border, they must come through an official port of entry to be able to seek asylum, to even file a claim or request for asylum. If they come in any other way, they'll be denied. They're out, essentially. But this is going to prompt lawsuits. This is only in effect for about 90 days. The president can renew it, but legal challenge is already in the works. In fact, the ACLU has already filed a lawsuit, I believe, in the U.S. District Court in San Francisco. So then that's the track that would eventually come on up to the Supreme Court. And I think that's what the president wants to happen now that he has a solid conservative majority on the high bench.
Well, and it's not going to be a great deal different than the challenges to the travel ban. The question is whether or not he has the authority to do that. And the Supreme Court said that he did when it came to the travel ban.
Absolutely. And that had to do with immigration. That was very controversial as well in the Trump administration, making the argument that the President of the United States does have the legal authority to decide who comes in and out of our country, the immigration situation. So the ACLU is saying this is going in direct opposition to what Congress's clear demand that manner of entry constitute a categorical asylum ban. This should not be a categorical asylum ban. So the Trump administration likely to make the same argument, and the president seems hopeful, because after that, the travel ban, that was, you know, you remember all the stories about that. This one, it's controversial, but I don't think it's as controversial as banning entire countries from coming in. This has been prompted by this caravan, which, by the way, is still on the move, just left Mexico City. And still, officials are counting upwards of about 6,500 migrants have moved through that area. So they still are on their way. Now, it could take quite some time unless they do something called the Train of Death. It's apparently a train that is filled with bandits, all kinds of dangerous people cling on the top of the train like something out of a movie, trying to get closer. So they may try that, but that is fraught with danger.
Yeah, I wondered about that. And last time they did that, there were pictures of all these people on top of this train, and the Mexican authorities down on the ground below them, apparently not looking up. It's like they just didn't want to see what was up there.
It's harrowing, this journey. And it, by the time they actually make it to the border, people are talking about like some kind of a standoff with tumbleweed. These people, by the time they get there, will be barely falling over the border, you would think, after months of walking.
It's got to be tough, that's for sure. All right, Rachel Sutherland with Fox News Radio, thank you.
Thanks.